Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Ada Marie Show. Ada Marie, the Golden Oracle, gives ways to stay connected with spirit today. We're really looking forward to that. Now, Ada Marie, the Golden Oracle, is a born seer, was taught intuitive sight and herbal medicine from childhood by conscious mediums, her grandmothers. She uses this ancient knowledge plus life experience in her work as healer, life coach, and spiritual counselor. For over 40 years, Ada Marie has used her rare gift of hands-on healing and communicating with universal knowledge in seminars for students and corporations. You can reach her personally by phone between 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time, weekdays at 1-520-896-9510. In her healing retreat near Tucson, Arizona, Ada Marie offers intensive one-on-one health spas in which she performs miracles of physical and emotional regeneration. Clients report they reconnected with their spirit personal power and left with renewed confidence and strength. To learn more, go to her website, which is http://www.thegoldenoracle.com. And that's it. And right now we can connect directly with Ada Marie, who's here, is here to communicate her knowledge and to answer questions.
And how are you today?
I am fantastic, Ada Marie. I'm just looking forward to what came through when you were channeling earlier, getting ready for the show.
Well, an interesting thing came through. I'm excited to share it with you because the channel that I work through or that comes to me for me to share things with you is very sweet and very strong. And they said that, or this morning it came through, that what would really be helpful to people would be to let them know that if they would go into the silence for 5 minutes, not thinking, having no thought in their head, they would soon be able to pick up information from their own guides. Now, I think that's very, very important. I really think that that would be a big help to many people. So I don't know. What do you think?
I think that's a good idea. Is there anything special that they should do?
Yes, the most important thing they should do is be in a quiet room and get all thoughts out of their head, to empty their head of all thoughts so that they have no thoughts in their head. Like they may be looking out the window at a tree, okay? They're just looking at the tree.
Mm-hmm.
Not thinking, they're just looking at the tree. Then their mind will be clear so that their guides can come in and leave them messages. And they should have a pencil and paper ready because it might just be two or three words they get in the beginning, but they need those words to ponder, to think about, to work with. And as they get stronger and stronger, they will get more words or even full sentences eventually, but they have to be patient because it doesn't snap quick. It takes time. You must be able to sit quietly in a quiet place and have your mind empty of all thought. That is not an
easy
thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
if you will just try for 2 or 3 minutes at a time to empty your mind, it will not take you long until you can sit for 5 minutes with your mind quiet so that you can pick up whatever your guide is trying to tell you or reach to you with. It can happen. It does happen, and I taught classes and California area for years, and I would say within 30 days, every one of the new students would be able to be silent long enough to let their guide come in and feel the presence of that guide as they received information.
Right. Well, you know, one of the things, and when I've been working with students for many years, and one of the first things that they do is the minute they get something, they try to say, "What does that mean? What does that mean? How do I figure?" And their brain starts going. And how can you tell them to just be quiet and be still until the very end?
Well, how I taught my students was when they receive something, to write it on their notebook and not repeat it to anyone, to hold it in their heart and in silence. And then usually at night before they went to bed, they would look at it again, and every once in a while they would pick up a couple of words or maybe a sentence and just continue working with it privately. It's very important to know that the things you receive from your guides and teachers is for you and you alone. Until you grow in consciousness far enough that you are able to explain some of the things that you've received. And that does take time. I mean, you may be 2 years before you can really take it and know what you're receiving, because it comes in funny ways. I mean, it can be a small statement, it's three words, and right offhand it doesn't mean anything. But when you write it down and you let it sit there and it melts through the week, you will know what it's about, and you will be able to reach into that pocket of information and have knowledge of it.
Now, you don't mean to grab your notebook right in the middle of the meditation, do you?
No, I do not.
You mean write it down after you come back. Yeah.
Right.
Because sometimes you'll get one or two words, and then you'll get a little more later.
Right. And some people just do automatic writing. They just sit with a pen in their hand on the paper when they go into meditation and then read whatever's on the paper when they come out. It's really amazing how they will not be aware that they're writing, and they will not be aware of what is coming through. But after they come out of their meditation, they read it and they begin to understand it. So that's interesting also. I've had people that do that.
Right. Well, all of us have different ways of communicating with spirit and receiving from spirit. But
right.
I think the most important thing is to get that thinking brain out of there.
It is important.
Because
it's important. And one of the best ways to clear your mind of thought, and this was taught by my grandma taught us how to shut our head off, she called it. Shut your head off.
Oh, good.
And let God, shut your head off and let God have a word with you. Let him have a word. And you may sit there for a while before it happens, but it will eventually happen. You will eventually get a warm feeling, or at least that's what we did, and then you will get a message, and the message may only be one or two words, but when you study the words, you'll understand the message. Now, there's no other way to tell you how to do it, except that's the way. When you write something down that you know you've written from spirit, it won't make sense until you have time to meditate on it. Just be silent and think, roll it around, and then it will come to you. Now, I've taught those classes for a long time, and some people have a very hard time getting through the message to get to the reason for it and the answer of it. But if they just stay with it, they will get that accomplished. It is not as hard. They probably are trying too hard to understand it. They probably aren't being silent and just letting the message begin to work through their head, their brain. So
Right.
I'm telling you.
And with everybody, it's different, don't you think?
Absolutely, they're different. And not only are they different, they're special. Because what you receive and what I receive are for two different people with two totally different thoughts of life. Totally different. We can be friends. We can do a lot of things together. But our personal agenda with our connection with God is personally yours or mine and nobody else's. So don't share it.
Amen.
Amen. And I can't be more sincere in saying that. And people call me, and I tell them how to do it. Again, I tell them over again. Once in a while, they have to call two times, but most of the time, within a half hour, they got it. And they are able to go ahead and listen to the inner voice, be silent, and receive. And you can do that if you're genuinely interested and caring.
And you can do it anywhere.
you can do that.
You can do it while you're on hold on the telephone, and just tune in. And it's amazing how well, you know, a lot of times we have somebody is late or we're stuck in traffic or any number of things, and we miss all kinds of opportunities to be open to spirit when nobody tells us it's okay to do it.
Right. Mm-hmm. When you're looking for somebody, it's okay to open to spirit. And just be silent. Let the answer come. Because the person that wherever they are, they're sending you a message to let you know where they are.
Yeah.
You know? They're trying to let you know that something's wrong.
Instead of getting aggravated and fidgety and irritated, you can just take that moment and turn it into a beautiful time, you know, where you've got something special happens.
Right. Right. I very often will pick up things that are happening in many different places because I have many, many friends in this world, and something will be happening. So I wait at least an hour before I call to see if they're okay. Because I know that sometimes they're not in any position to even talk to somebody because I can see that what's happened to them is pretty drastic. So I immediately start sending the healing. I wrap the doctors in purple. I wrap the nurses in purple, the instruments in purple. I wrap the patient in purple. I put everything in purple because purple will be the perfection of the healing. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's
right. And many times what I will do is I will consciously add my intention that whoever is helping them, that the most wonderful thing is going to happen, is going to be just perfect what they need.
That's right. And they're going to do a perfect job. And everything is going to come out the way God accepts it to come out. So there you go.
Right.
I mean, it's there. I never ask a person if they broke their leg or what the call is about. I said, I don't need to know that. I need to know the name. If you give me the name, I will send the energy. I don't need to know what's wrong. I just need the name of the person, and bingo. And I'll get to work on it immediately. And I may work an hour, or I may work a half hour. Once in a while, if it's like a bus that recently got hit, all those kids were scrambled, you know. And I must have worked 4 hours before I even knew I did it. But they all came out of it, and nobody died, and nobody got terribly badly hurt. I mean, you know, they were shook up bad because it kind of tipped.
Yeah, sure. But what you brought up something very, very important. And that is, I think the question of surrender. You don't try to run things. You don't try to know everything that's going to happen, so you can control it. You don't do any of that. You just go right into healing mode. Is that right?
Right. What my grandmother was when she was teaching Carl and I, my cousin, she said, "It doesn't matter what happened. It doesn't matter what's going on over there. What matters is harmony is not there." And what we are doing is we are perfecting the harmony for the safety and the presence of everybody involved. So when you think of
perfect.
It in that manner, you're thinking of perfection. You're thinking of perfect healing. And that harmony goes out. And it hits the mark. And the people begin to come out of it. It really, I've walked in a hospital and people will say, "Well, this person's dying, but we're allowing family to see her." I said, "Well, that's my cousin or that's my somebody." And I'll walk in there and I'll look at them and I'll say, "Stop it. Stop it right now. You're in perfect health. Your eyes are beautiful. Your face is radiant. You are in perfect health. Now, I'm telling you, I'm not going to let you fool around here and lay in this hospital bed. You are going to go to sleep, and when you wake up, you're going to be in perfect health. So I will talk to you when you walk out of the hospital." And I walk away, and sure enough, within 3 days, they're out of the hospital.
That's amazing.
Amazing because they accepted their healing. That's what made it happen. They accepted the healing. You see, if they don't accept it, if somebody doesn't accept something, it falls on the ground. It's useless.
That's right. And honestly, we overthink and we try to figure everything out and we miss the connection. It's almost like a bus is coming and you think about, now where am I going? What am I doing? Who am I going to be? See there, and the next thing you know, the bus is gone.
Yeah, right.
It came and stopped and it waited for you and you didn't get on and it just went on.
Right.
And
in a way,
it's the working with spirit is a little bit like that. The more you think, the less perfect the connection.
The more you think, the more trouble you get in because you are taking away the healing that you just sent out by trying to think it out. You know, you don't do that. You send it out knowing that God is at the helm and that if you have sent it, it shall occur and they shall be okay.
Perfect.
I never look at somebody and say, "Oh, you poor thing." I look at them and say, "Well, what do you think? You want to get up off of that chair and walk or you want to sit there?" Of course, I want to get up and walk. I said, "Good, let's do it." And then after a few minutes of kind of being nervous, I say, "Okay, now try. Now try to stand up." And they usually can stand up real good. One lady had been in a wheelchair for 12 years, and when I told her to stand up, she just looked at me like I was crazy. I said, "It's up to you. Either you stand up or I'll leave." And she finally stood up. She said, "You know, I didn't think my legs were strong enough to hold me." I said, "That's what you get for getting dumb thinking." So she got well. Within a month, she was up walking just fine. And I don't know whatever happened to her.
Yeah. That's the funny thing. That's the funny thing. A lot of the healings we do, we don't even know. We don't even know what happened.
And we don't care because we're not worried about what happened. We're worried about the healing. Our concern is to see the healing pop.
Yeah.
That's the concern.
I hear you.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, there are some people, and I've known psychic healers that wanted to take credit for the healing.
Oh.
And they would,
honey, There is no way on the face of this earth that I could be credited for a healing. All I can do is be an emissary of God and let the energy go through me, out of me, into the person. And I can
right.
be sitting in my house, and that person can be back in New Jersey. And when that call
mm-hmm.
comes, I send that energy. I don't leave my house. And
yep.
then the next day, she calls up and says, I can't believe it. I don't have any pain. I feel fine. I'm a little weak to stand up because I haven't walked for a long time. I said, don't rush it. Go slow.
Mm-hmm.
Stand up and sit
mm-hmm.
down. Stand up and sit down. Take a few steps and sit down. Have somebody help you. You'll get strength right away. But don't just get up and fall on your face, because that's
yeah.
what you do.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so you
yeah,
see,
when you push it and you expect too much too soon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to take your time. It might have come in a rush, but it's not going to go away in a rush.
Right. And you listen to your body, and one of the most important things is to actually being in touch with yourself.
Right.
And trusting your own body.
Right. And being nice to it. Be nice to it. Don't be angry because you can't step forward. Just know that in a few days you're going to be able to make that step, because you
yeah.
are going to do what is necessary. Massage those legs so they are massaged, so that when it comes time to make a step, you can make it. And you can massage
mm-hmm.
your own legs. You don't need somebody else to do it.
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
You know?
But, you know, some people, they will say, well, I have a bad leg. Well, how is anybody going to get well when you say they're bad?
They say that.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's not a bad leg. It just needs more TLC than the rest of you. It's
right.
It's just
it
asking for attention.
Right, it is asking for personal attention. And
mm-hmm.
you know, you can massage your feet, you can massage your legs, you can massage your arms. No, you cannot, and your abdomen, but you cannot massage your back. So there's several ways, if you are alone, that you can get up next to a wall, that or a doorway or something,
mm-hmm.
and just
mm-hmm.
run your back and forth across the door, and get
uh-huh.
it slowly, so that you don't push hard and hurt your back. But you can do that until your back begins to feel the motion, and
mm-hmm.
you'll feel better, because you're getting a circulation up into your back. It's easier
right.
with
and
legs.
Yeah, and there's another thing I suggest sometimes is pushing your back all the way against the wall, and then very gently bend your legs with the wall, with your back touching the wall, and then push up, and then gently go slide down a little bit, and you would be surprised how that helps to adjust your back, you know,
and relax it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to
yeah.
go to a chiropractor if you lay down on the floor flat on your back, pull your
mm-hmm.
knees up toward your chin and rock back
mm-hmm.
and forth on the floor. Just rock back and forth. Your back will go pop, 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 pop. And then you just lay there for a while, and then you roll over, get up, get on your hands and knees and get up. How simple.
Yeah, yeah. I agree.
Yeah. Out on the farm where there was
excellent.
Nobody
yeah.
for 60 miles. Everybody knew
mm-hmm.
how to do that.
it's interesting, but yeah, the one thing, the thing that I've noticed about people, the minute something's hurts in a way, they decide something terrible has happened.
Yeah.
And the minute
right,
they decide
right.
it helped to create a permanent situation.
Right. They've just created it for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And what we were taught was, if we're damaged, We could be slightly damaged, but we had to take care of that damage. You know,
exactly.
if we fell down and cut our arm, we were damaged. We weren't hurt. We were slightly damaged. We had to put some Swedish bitters on it, which would sting like a Dickens, and then put some bag balm on it, and then wrap an old sock around it. And that's the way
uh-huh.
we went around all day.
Uh-huh.
So,
yeah, but,
you know,
but,
things have changed. Things have changed in 80 years. But
everything is so complicated now.
Yeah,
and they
yeah.
You don't have to have a medical degree to heal. Do you know that they've actually found the skeletons of prehistoric men who had their skull broken open and it healed, or they had a broken back and it healed, and they see
yeah.
the signs of this in their skeleton, and
yeah.
these were people that didn't know they couldn't heal.
No, they knew they could heal. That's what my dad said. The what you need to know is that if you've been damaged, that damage will heal if you'll give it the proper attention, meaning see it perfect. To him,
yeah.
seeing yourself
yeah.
perfect, whether it was your knee, your elbow, your arm, your back, wherever, seeing yourself perfect
uh-huh.
was the only thing that would heal you.
Right.
And that was his... That's how he taught us.
Mm-hmm.
So, just recently, I had cut my knee, and we had a friend here, and he says, "Do you have any crazy glue?" I felt really bad, and it went to the bone. And Mark gave him some crazy glue out of the drawer. He came over, and he sat down on the little stool there, and he looked at my knee, and he says, "Put your leg out straight." I did. He
mm-hmm.
poured some crazy glue in there because it was down to the bone. He poured some crazy glue in there, and he held it tight, and it
mm-hmm.
healed. I mean, it stuck. It stuck so tight
yeah.
that my wound healed with no pain, and now you can't even tell I even had hurt it. I mean, you can't see.
Right.
There's no scar. There's nothing. You can't even see where
mm-hmm.
it was.
I read somewhere that crazy glue was originally invented to be used in surgery instead of stitches.
Right, and a lot of doctors that I worked with long ago were talking about it, and they found it to be a better healing thing than stitches because
uh-huh.
it held the
mm-hmm.
skin and the stuff in place instantly, and it was not painful. Stitches are painful.
Yeah. Sure
so,
they are.
So when I hurt my knee a while back, they dumped
mm-hmm.
some crazy glue in it, held it shut. Now you can't even tell where it was.
Didn't even get a scar, huh?
No, I didn't get a scar. Nothing like that.
Uh-huh.
And one of the girls that worked at the hospital had somehow or another got a cut in her face. And the doctor she worked with and the nurse, they laid her down right away and they poured crazy glue in it and
mm-hmm.
held it together and then put a little, gauze over it. They didn't put tape. They
yeah.
just put some gauze over it. And
mm-hmm.
you couldn't even tell where she got cut.
Uh-huh.
I mean, there's nothing there to show it.
Yeah.
So there will be no keloid tissue either because it won't grow.
Right.
So that's another blessing.
Sure it is.
I mean, there's
but
a lot
so,
of... Yeah.
Go ahead. So what we need to do is as we're meditating, we also need to ask for suggestions of how to use the nice new inventions that have come along, and so we don't have to, that we can take advantage of the new as well as the old.
Right, we can. And a lot of times when, you know, if something happens, it's really funny how somebody will be around and say, well, have you ever done this? Or this is what we did. And then you do it, and you haven't gone to the doctor. You haven't had to pay a bill. You haven't had to stay in bed. You haven't had to take pills. I mean, there it is. Price was right.
Right. You better believe it. Yeah. So, So when you are in tune, and I think that's a magic word. You got to be in tune with spirit.
I agree with that. I say I always say you got to be right on the same side, right there, right with them. But in tune is a good way to say it, an excellent way to say it. When you're in tune with the spirit, then miracles happen all the time.
And then you've just got to train yourself to respond and to do follow the impulses that you have, even though they're strange. They might sound strange to your brain.
Right. Go along with the process. Whatever the voice is giving you inside, follow it. Really.
Absolutely. We have a caller that has a question. Are you ready to take a question now?
I guess I am.
Okay, hold on a second. Hello?
Hi.
Hello, who am I speaking
with?
Karen?
Oh, my name's Karen.
Hi.
Yes. Hello there. I was wondering if you're taking psychic questions, too, or just regular questions?
Sure. Ada Marie?
What?
Karen wants to know if you're taking psychic questions as well as regular questions.
Well, I guess I do. I've gotten a lot of them.
I got a big smile on my face right now.
I can see that. Most of the time, I get those on the phone, you know. But if you've got a question I can answer quickly, I will.
Okay. Sure. My question is that I'm part-time freelance writer, and I met a gentleman that I did a story on, and he kind of flirted with me back and forth, and he reached out again to me, you know, with some possible story ideas, but through his emails, I felt that he was flirting with me because we chatted back and forth through email chat, and I'm just kind of wondering, was he just being polite, or was there a little something, was he kind of flirting with me?
Well, being a man, I think they all flirt a little bit, you know. But how did you feel when you talked to him? That's the real answer.
I didn't speak with him directly. I was thinking about the next time I email him to give him my phone number, if he had any other further ideas. He did have some good ideas for a possible story, so I did take that into account. But I did, you know, I kind of like wanted to reach out a little bit more to him too, but I didn't. I wasn't sure if he was just being polite.
Is he a writer also?
No, he's a doctor, actually.
Oh, he's a doctor.
Yes.
Well, then you could meet for a cup of coffee at the hospital or something.
Yes, that's exactly what I was thinking. I was having a cup of coffee, and I was thinking the same thing. It wouldn't be too forward or anything, but that's exactly what I was thinking.
Right. And you could certainly
also,
do that.
Also, when you hear his voice, you'll get a deeper impression, too.
Yes.
When you're sitting
yes,
with
exactly.
him and speaking, you'll get a, you know, you will have the inner knowledge of everything's all right or something isn't. You'll know inside of you.
That's exactly what I kind of thought, too, like a cup of coffee, you know, something general, you know, just to see, you know, if he'd like me or if I'd like him or... if he was just being polite, I didn't want to be real pushy, you know, or anything like that.
Right.
But yeah, just for a friend, even if he could be like a friend, that would be nice too. I don't have any problems with that. But I just didn't want to make it sound like I was being pushy.
you could easily have a cup of coffee. That's normal.
Okay.
And, because that doesn't say yay or nay. It just says hi. How are you? You know what's
okay.
Yeah. So you can do that.
And you can even say it might be interesting to go over some of these ideas in person.
Yes. Yes,
yeah.
That's exactly.
Did he have ideas?
Oh, yes, yes. He had stories.
Good.
He's in a club, and that's what we originally did the story, but he said that he was also available for medical research if I had any stories with that as well. So he did reach out in a different direction as well. So.
Oh, good. That's good. You should do that.
Okay.
It sounds
okay.
Nice
yeah,
to me like that somebody who is interested in you and work
yes.
at least working with you. You know, see
yes,
you.
Yes.
I believe check me out, Ada Marie. But I have a feeling that this lady she avoids some of her inner knowings on a kind of a regular basis. She's got a get some training to trust herself more.
Well, absolutely. She's been raised by she's been
okay.
raised by people who always look for the bad thing first. Right?
Yes. Yes.
What
yes,
if?
I'm
what if?
City.
What if?
Yes.
Right?
Correct. Correct.
Okay. Well, let's say. How about this? How about that? Forget the white if.
Yes.
Somebody said that to me one time when I hired a man to work. And they said, well, what if he does what? But I said, you know what? We'll fire him. Simple. And they just looked at me. I said, of course I'd fire him. And they never said anything to me again. Because they knew they could get fired.
Right.
There you go.
Right. Do you see this man as being single?
He is single, yes.
Okay. 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 Well, I'll reach out tomorrow and see how it goes.
Okay.
So how are you feeling, Karen?
Oh, yeah. I feel very comfortable. I feel very comfortable. I feel that he's a good person. I did a story on him, and he said that it was very well liked, and a lot of people enjoy my work. They like seeing it, but he hadn't seen my work in a while, which was true because the editor doesn't want to really – he's favoring other writers right now. So
great. Uh-huh.
Yeah, so he's a little bit of a fan. A little bit of a fan. Yeah.
Do you write for a magazine?
For a newspaper, and it goes
on
the internet. Yes.
Oh, I see. That's good.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah, I was thinking about reaching out for a magazine, though. That's funny you mentioned that, though, but yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so
right.
I don't know. So I'm excited, so I think I'll reach out to him tomorrow. We'll see how it goes, and I'll definitely catch up with you guys and let you guys know.
Yeah.
Terrific.
You can email me at thegoldenoracle.com.
Okay.
Send me an email.
Okay, I will.
Yeah,
Thank you
would
so
be
much.
Great.
Oh, and you also you came in a little bit late, so you didn't hear her telephone number. Ada Marie, you want to give her your telephone number?
Oh, sure. 520-896. 9510.
And you're at the goldenoracle.com? Golden
yes,
Oracle.
I am. I'm in Arizona at thegoldenoracle.com. It's out of Tucson, and I do private retreats. In fact, I just finished this morning a retreat for a lady who is a writer for a big newspaper in New York, and I was trying to remember the paper, not the New York Times, another paper. And she was here for 3 days, and we had a wonderful time. And when we were taking her to the airport, she said to my husband, she said, you know, this has been the best assignment I ever had. I feel like I've rested. I feel like I've rejuvenated. I feel like I'm in control of everything. She said, I hate to leave, which was really a compliment. I considered
wow.
that a really
isn't
big
that
compliment.
Wonderful?
Yeah.
Wow.
And I just got
okay.
home in time to do this show.
Okay, I will definitely check you out online then. Thank you so much. Thank you. And I'll keep
you're
you posted.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Okay. That was right. Great.
It was wonderful. She's a very, mm-hmm. very brilliant lady and very thoughtful. She's not one-sided.
Right.
She's thoughtful. Yeah.
I think so. I agree.
Oh,
yeah,
I,
this is a very good thing that you are able to reach out to people in many different ways.
Yeah. It's fabulous.
Yeah, it's wonderful to reach out to people that are able that are searching, you know.
Right.
And so, is there any suggestion that you could give to people that just want to develop their sensitivity and begin to trust themselves?
They
is
need
there,
to listen to the little voice inside, and they need to get a notebook and write down the little ideas or the little pieces of information that go through their head off and on from nowhere. Whenever you see
mm-hmm.
a message, you're receiving a message. When you're doing some other thing, that message is very important in your life and in your activities and what you do. If you have a little old notebook, like I got a little orange one now, and I write down whatever I receive, and I can go back and maybe three or four notebooks back, I'll be picking up one, and here will be the answer that I just got to the thing that I was given a year or so ago. So it's all those little things that you come up with that come into your mind, your consciousness, write them down if they are positive. If they're negative, remove them. Just say, you are not acceptable here. Get out of my life. And they have to get out because they have nowhere else to go. They can't stay with you.
Right. And a lot of times the spirits that are trying to communicate with us, they don't normally use language. I mean, they don't send emails. They don't. They don't call you up on the phone, but they send ideas and they send feelings and they send like attraction kind of things. You know?
Right. They also send a warmth if it's really something you need to pay attention to. You'll feel a warmth about it, and you can know that warmth is going to bring that into your consciousness very soon. You know.
Yeah, you know, I get a little tingle
mm-hmm.
right on the right hand side, right up where the hairline at the top of my forehead.
Yeah.
You know, I'll get a little teeny tingle.
There,
right, it's almost
right.
like the hairs are standing are moving around a little bit. It's interesting.
There's a lot of different things that people receive if they just pay attention to them. In my case, I can feel the energy as it moves through my chest. It just moves through
mm-hmm.
my chest, goes up and down, and it can be soft, it can be strong, it can be very, very solid, you know, hard to, it's there, pay attention.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So I try to do that because the only thing I know is that I receive the energy. I don't know what it's bringing until it comes out and I can write it down. And I'll pick up the pencil and put it in the notebook, and pretty soon, here comes a little message. It might be only three or four words, but it's a message.
Uh-huh. Great.
Yeah.
Well, this has been kind of fun. Exploring kind of and sharing some ideas of
right.
of how we all of us have the ability to
everybody
receive and,
drawing a breath has the ability to do this. Every single person. And the more you work with it, the more you understand it, and the better you become. Because it's absolutely wonderful to be able to reach up to your guides, and then here comes something, or you manifest something. If you want something and you manifest it, and you go to your guides and say, you know, I want this particular thing, and then that particular thing shows up. You manifest it.
Right.
So
absolutely.
Work on that. Take little
yep.
things, you know. They don't have to be big things. You can eventually, you can manifest a big thing too. But I mean, just manifest anything that's positive. As long as it's positive, you can manifest it.
And the harder we try to control it, the further it goes away.
Yeah, don't try to control it. Just know that it's going to happen. When we came here to Arizona, I was looking for a property. This property I have, which is fantastic, and I do private retreats here, and I do group sessions. Like this fall, I'm going to send out a bulletin to do a weekend for 20 people. And if 20 people will come, I can tell you. And they will come on Friday, and they will leave on Saturday night. So, but I know that because I've done it before. And some of them stay here on the property. Some of them bring bread rolls and stay here. Some of them stay down a few miles away at a hotel. But if they ever come the second time, they never go to a motel because we hang out at night here till all hours of the night talking and working.
Uh-huh.
So it's a really great thing. And if people are interested, they just have to call and say they're interested, and then I'll put their name down. And then when we get ready to do it, then we do it. I try to do it on a full moon so that it's very dark up here in the woods. So on a full moon, you can see to walk to the guest house and walk around at night, and the stars are magnificent, absolutely magnificent. And sometimes you can see the northern lights. So it's
really
nice. Yeah.
I didn't know you could see the northern lights from
yeah,
from
they're
where
in
you
the sky.
Live. Uh-huh.
They're in the sky.
Amazing.
You can see them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
So I haven't decided when to put a group together yet, but I'll let you know when I do. But I'm limited to having only 20 people. Some people come in motorhomes, and some people, you know, we just have to make do. My guest house will be
sick.
But I we have to be able to have room for everybody.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Right. So.
Well, that's exciting. I'm glad you're letting us know that you're planning something like that.
Well, I am,
that's
and
terrific.
I'm not sure because this is the 1st of November. If I'm going to do it, I'll have to have it all together by next week and be sure that I can, you know, tell everybody about it so they have a little bit of time.
Well, doesn't it get a little bit cold to sleep outside?
Well, yeah,
they have to
wear warm clothes, but the houses are warm.
Yeah, sure.
We have a guest house. It's warm and the house is warm.
Mm-hmm.
And about 3 years ago, I had 4 people sleeping on the living room floor and 1 sleeping on the couch. they wanted to be in the big house. So they brought their sleeping bags and they slept there, and their cars are parked outside, you know, but inside the gate.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
They can park their vehicles inside. So that works too.
Sure.
Anyway,
well, that way they get the energy all night long.
Yeah, they do. And sometimes we talk all night long, too. So they
that
sleep
does
in the
happen,
morning,
doesn't
yeah.
it? Yeah,
yeah,
sure.
So,
well,
anyway.
I think we're just about toward the end of it. Is there something else that you needed to say? Anything that's coming through from Spirit or...
Well, Spirit was telling me today, earlier, that I should set the date for people to come. And so by the time I talk to you next time, I will have the date and I will have the thing, and the fee will be $500 a person, and that includes their food, because I cook the food.
Uh-huh.
I have somebody help
okay.
me and the food. And if they sleep here on the property, there's no charge. So
okay. Terrific.
But I was just given, in fact, just 2 hours ago when we arrived home from taking those other people back to the airport, I was coming home and I got that message, and I said, I can't have that ready by 2 o'clock. I have to do a couple of other things before 2 o'clock. So I didn't have the exact timing for you, but I will have it the next time we talk.
Fantastic. Okay.
Yes.
I think we're sort of getting down to the wire here, and we're just about to the point where I'm going to say love and light.
And believe me, all of you, look in the mirror and smile at that person that looks back at you, because that's your very best friend. And don't forget it. Okay? Love and light.
That's right.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Bye.